started as a PE teacher, 1968, and the first year, quite normal. And then in August 69, it all started. And that was the beginning of the change then. First real traumatic event was the murder of Philip. Back in the early 70s, and he was only 13, 14 at the time. And that had a really dramatic effect on the rest of the kids at the time. You did have to have a fair wee bit of tact and a lot of intuition, like when you were working with kids. You did get to realise anyway, if there had been problems or difficulties. Very often it didn't come in the next day, so it was maybe a day or two later. And usually by that time the grapevine, sort of such and such house was raided last night, you know, the daddy's inside, or they don't know where the daddy is. That was actually the most common thing. Nobody knew where anybody was for quite a while. Any teacher teaching over a 30-year period could expect to see some of his pupils or past pupils dying while he's in teaching, usually from natural causes or road accidents or that type of thing. Since I have started teaching in this school, there have been almost 60 deaths. Quite a number have died because of the troubles. You tend to learn to live with that, but over a period of time, you can only sustain that, and you do begin to hit the wall. And I personally suffered bouts of depression as a result of all the various traumatic experiences. And I know that quite a few of my colleagues, peers, have suffered as well.